Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Hey guys, it's Beards. I am presenting you Sad Fans on Reddit New England Patriots Edition. I tried to make it to where it wasn't just nothing but refs, and my God, if we had had Cam Newton, we would have won this game, because that's what the majority of Patriots subreddit was like the other night. I've limited those. They're still there. It's just not overflowing with them. So, without further ado, Sad Fans on Reddit, New England Patriots Edition. And now, a list of things that New England Patriots fans said on Reddit. The Jets, and the Chiefs, and viruses, and the Lakers. It finally just hit me. We're starting Hoyer. Brian Hoyer. This could be beautiful or absolutely terrifying. We may not have Cam, but we have the Destroyer taking on baby Patrick. The Destroyer trained in the hyperbolic time chamber under Brady and is about to go Super Saiyan. Let's go! Hoyer the Destroyer has entered the chat. Okay, I'm fine with literally anyone else playing QB now. I was told we had a system. Okay, that's enough Hoyer for one lifetime. Guys, I can't throw it to you if you're open, Hoyer. Not my refs. But we get all the calls. Nobody hands off better than Studham. Who do we hate more, Chiefs or referees? I blame everything on Hoyer's bald-ass head. Eat it, honey v***er. Finally put Studham in. Throws two interceptions in 2 drives. I love Edelman, but he's become a sleepy squirrel. This is 2020, summed up in one football game. Comment. Chiefs are f***ing whack, though. F*** them. No way they repeat. They ain't. Reply. No, you. Conspiracy theory time. The Newton positive test was faked by the NFL so the Chiefs would win. Edelman is a secret agent for Brian Hoyer. Oof, the Stidham jersey buyers in this sub are going to be on the defensive. Guys, don't get mad at Stidham. It's his first game and he got putted in this spot. Well, no winning a rigged game. This defense gave up 17 to the Chiefs. We will see these overrated f***s with our future franchise QB Super Cam. Let's go over the list. They forced this team to wake up at 4 a.m. and fly halfway across the country on game day on one day's notice. Flag picked up on Harris getting attacked out of bounds. Obviously bullshit fumble interception call. Blatant miss holding on 2 KC touchdowns. Constant Chiefs holding in general. Constant Chiefs PIs going uncalled. Horseshit unnecessary roughness call when Mahomes flopped. Missed Frank Clark offsides that cost us a down. Terrible spots in favor of KC all game. Can we stop making excuses for the refs? Patriots could have played better today. Yes, but that doesn't take away from the absolute dog shit officiating today. And it was all directed at one side. And Hoyer sucks. Chiefs fans over at the Kansas City subreddit celebrating a referee-handed dub against a second and third string QB is hilarious. I miss Brady. Comment. If Hoyer ever plays a minute again, I will riot. I don't care if Stidham sucks. Just never again. Did everything possible to make sure we lost. Reply. Hoyer got paid off by the Chiefs, just like the refs. Sarcasm. If we lose the division to the f***ing Bills, man. We need our stepdad back. Where's Daddy Newton? Oh, I just had a horrible thought. What if they bring Bill O'Brien back in some capacity? That game would have been some good s*** if the Pats had started a quarterback in the first 2.5 quarters. Reminder that moral victories are not actually wins. Launch Edelman into the sun. Comment. Score doesn't sell it, but this game was a lot closer than the score says. Reply. We were one Hoyer away. So it's inevitable that Stidham is Favre 2.0, right? Right? Never thought Cam would secure an enormous contract in a game he didn't play in. That f***ing bullshit calling that clear fumble and then it'll no coverage because you know what happened to the Patriots and, quote, they deserve it. Well, that was a flaming dumpster fire of a game. We win this game if Cam played. Editorial comment by Beards McFly here. Take that last one and repeat it about 10,000 times and you get the vast majority of what the subreddit looked like after the game. Comment. So, can we can McDaniels and bring back O'Brien to run the offense? Reply. How much exactly have you been drinking? McDaniels. Well, Belichick, we tried our best. Belichick, no. FOH, you're fired. I'm f***ing pissed. It's like Christmas for Casey here with all the gifts. Get gifted an extra day off on a should-be short week. Their opponent loses QB1. The refs need a vision check, and still we cut it so close. The healthy Cam, we win this game. With competent refs, we win this game. Against the supposed number one team in the league. Just what the f*** was that? All of that. Everything. Hoyer the disappointer. So weird to have QB play be the reason for a New England Patriots loss. So you're telling me that Cam was the only f***ing player who tested positive? That's so sketchy. If a 2020 donkey show was a football game, Hoyer's locker better be empty tomorrow. Fumbleception. That's what we're calling what happened tonight. The refs can eat my cheeks. Legend has it, Chiefs fans still think they won this game fair and square. And now, the runner-ups on things that Patriots fans said on Reddit. Wonder what this game would have looked like if it wasn't in Kansas. You guys don't understand. We can't have an inexperienced player like Stidham making rookie mistakes. That's why we have Hoyer playing instead. A much more experienced veteran making rookie mistakes. In a bold business partnership with Electronic Arts, the NFL has decided to lower the quality of their live games in order to bring a more consistent product in line with the digital brand. Glitches and subpar plays come alive before your very eyes. And now, the winner of things that New England Patriots fans said on Reddit.
That throw was as flat as my heartbeat.